The Jason Rantz Show.
Always glad to see Seattle radio host Jason Rantz.
It's always a pleasure to watch you and a pleasure now to host you.
Jason, I just love your coverage of what's been going on in Seattle.
Jason, this is as bad as it gets in America.
Jason Rantz, great to see you. Thank you.
Long Form, presented by Northgate Rare Coins and Precious Metals.
The Department of Justice dropped a lawsuit against the University of Vermont Medical Center in a case involving a nurse who alleged that she was forced, even against her religious and moral objections, to participate in an abortion. My next guest, writing in the National Review, says, "I cannot understate how unusual this is." Joining me on the line is Roger Severino. He's a senior fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center. Roger, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jason.
This is a rather meaty topic, in not just what happened, but how unusual it was. So take us through, if you could, first, set us up. What exactly is alleged?
Sure thing. A nurse who entered the practice of medicine to help save lives was tricked into assisting in an abortion. She was called in ostensibly to help with the after effects of a miscarriage, but the University of Vermont Medical Center had expanded an abortion practice. She had told her bosses she could not, in good conscience, participate in an abortion. She walks into the room. The doctor turns to her and says, "Don't hate me," yeah, because they knew what they were about to do to her. They were about to threaten her with losing her job or following her convictions. And under that tremendous pressure, she could even be threatened with losing her license. She gave in and was traumatized to have been forced to assist in the taking of a human life. Not only is this reprehensible, it's against the
law.
Yeah. It is illegal. The church amendments after Roe v. Wade were passed to say whatever you think about the legality of abortion, don't force people to assist in them or pay for them or refer for them. But the Biden administration, they are throwing all of that to the side because they are abortion extremists. And when I was head of the Office for Civil Rights at HHS, we investigated the case. We found a violation. It was open and shut. And DOJ filed suit. And now, just a few months after that, the Biden administration has dropped it completely, given essentially the equivalent of a pardon. No slap on the wrist, no settlement agreement, no recourse for the victim, nothing. It's pretty much payback for the abortion lobby that helped elect President Biden and now appointee Javier Becerra, who's head of HHS. It is shocking that they would take such a radical turn when the case was so just and so crystal clear.
Well, you say it's shocking, but, I mean, don't you also say you kind of expect it from someone like Javier Becerra, who has a long history of completely ignoring concerns of folks who have either a religious or moral objection to abortion?
Well, absolutely. So when I was head of the office, we twice found him in violation of conscience laws. He forced pro-life pregnancy resource centers to refer for abortions when they exist solely to refer people to anything other than abortions. There's a Supreme Court case he lost, NIFLA versus Becerra, because he was acting like an authoritarian, which is what Justice Kennedy said. And also we found that he was in violation of the law because he was forcing people to buy abortion insurance in California, including nuns for fellow nuns. This is just unthinkable, but yeah, he did the unthinkable. But now he's actually the head of HHS, and that's the fox guarding the hen house. So in one sense, I'm not surprised that he's doing what he's doing, but it is still rather shocking to see it because it is so brazen. And in fact, he lied to Congress. He promised he wouldn't do these things. He promised up and down multiple times that he would enforce our conscience protection laws and that he would follow the law, the law, the law, but he's following abortion politics first and foremost.
Now, why do you believe that this is an intentional act and maybe in a way of things to come versus maybe this was a one-time issue in which the DOJ, for reasons that maybe we don't quite understand, decided to just drop this?
Oh, we understand the reasons, because I was there when the investigation was done. They had to overrule all the career professionals in the Conscience and Religious Freedom Division at HHS, career professionals in the Office of General Counsel, career professionals at the Department of Justice. This is politics, plain and simple. It is highly unusual to go through all those layers and all those approvals to file a suit and then say, "Just kidding, we take it all back." Mm-hmm. They expose themselves to attorney's fees for doing that. They almost never do such a reverse course. But because this is abortion, and because it's Biden and Becerra, it's their radical politics, covering up the law. The law says this is flatly illegal, but they want to turn the blind eye to it, again, because it has to do with abortion.
Roger Severino joining me on the line. He's a senior fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center. He heads the Health and Human Services Accountability Project. You can learn more, by the way, at eppc.org. What recourse is there right now for the nurse who was put in this just unthinkable position?
It's tough. There have been some court cases that say that the only recourse is to go to HHS. And that's why I founded that Conscience and Religious Freedom Division.
Mm-hmm.
But Becerra has signaled his displeasure with it, which is an incredible conflict of interest. Imagine the prosecutors that found you liable, he's now in charge of, essentially,
yeah.
Right? So he should be recused from any decision-making with respect to that division. But he's doing everything he can to try to marginalize it, and I hope he doesn't try to shut it down. That would be the absolute disgraceful act of pure politics, because he would be trying to essentially cover his own tracks.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go after the people who prosecuted you. That's just pure vindictiveness and highly unethical. But we'll see. We'll see what he does. But people need to know what is actually going on. Elections have tremendous consequences.
Yeah.
And when you have somebody like Javier Becerra shouldn't he be busy with the pandemic? Doesn't he have more important things to do than try to go after nurses who simply want to be left alone and not forced to assist in abortion? But right now, all we have is Congress to come down on Becerra, to call him out for misleading them, and push, because right now he does have the power to go forward or not, and he's turning his back and betraying all those pro-life doctors and nurses who simply want to be left alone to do their work saving lives, because they want nothing to do with abortion.
Well, and this obviously signals that they won't be left alone, or at the bare minimum that they should be on a little bit more of an alert of something like this that can happen in the future. But, you know, when you're thinking big picture and you're looking at this issue, what can actually be done outside mm-hmm. of an individual case where they acted egregiously, and they're acting in a way that very clearly is against the intent of the law that we have. So big picture, what can actually be done?
Yeah, well, big picture, we need new people in power, right? Ultimately, people like Javier Becerra should not have been approved for a position of such importance, especially during a pandemic when he's dominated by the culture war social issues. That's why he was put there. That was his only qualification. He had no health background to speak of.
Yeah.
So that's number one. Big picture, we need new leaders.
Which, by the way, means we're waiting a long time for that to happen. Because, you know, maybe you get rid of Becerra, but Biden is president for the next few years.
Yeah. If there's a change in power in the House and the Senate, there could be more oversight with teeth. You could really hold their feet mm-hmm. to the fire, and that's incredibly powerful. So, you know, within a year and a half, there's another opportunity. But in the meantime, people whose rights have been violated file the complaints with the HHS Office for Civil Rights. You have all these complaints over vaccines and religious freedom. We have all these complaints on abortion. They have to be filed, because what Becerra is saying is there's no need. There's nothing wrong here. No problem. Nobody's rights are being violated. We could turn a blind eye. No, people need to speak up. HHS.gov/OCR. File complaints, and then that's one way of letting your voice be heard. And whenever they do a regulatory change to roll back conscience protections, file comments during the regulatory process. So before we have the next election, that is the way the people can have their voice
yeah.
be heard.
Well, and again, part of this is also just it's a paper trail, because I imagine that there are a lot of people who are going to say, yeah, well, if I do this, it's not going to go anywhere because of this particular administration. And perhaps that's true, but the paper trail of them seeing these complaints and having a history of this kind of stuff does play a role come midterm elections, where hopefully Republicans will win back the House and maybe take control of the Senate. Well, then they can actually get something done as far as the oversight. So I think your point is incredibly important and shouldn't be understated. Just you've got to make sure that you guys are reporting this. The article that gets into a little bit more detail on what happened is over at thenationalreview.com. We've been talking with Roger Severino, senior fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center, where he heads the HHS Accountability Project, which is at eppc.org. Fantastic write-up. Really good work you did on this. And, you know, I'm glad you're sounding the alarms. Thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
You're listening to The Jason Rancho. Don't forget, I am on Fox News primetime today. If you missed that, go to youtube.com/JasonRants. Now this.